Dr. Alan Ferris, and he is from the psychology department. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Please do not overanalyze everything I say this morning. I suppose you get that a lot.
Always.
And you've probably had enough Ferris wheel and Ferris Bueller references to last a lifetime, so I'll skip those.
Thank you.
How long have you been around at Mount Marty, sir?
I've been at Mount Marty since 1992, which is 33 years.
You know your way around.
Yes, we do.
And how big is the psychology department at Mount Marty? How many students in...
At Mount Marty, we have currently about 15 psychology majors, somewhere between freshman and senior status.
So that's a first name basis, get to know you real well with
first name basis, see the same kids in class regularly throughout the week. So yeah, first name basis, we know their family, we know who they are, and so we build strong relationships with our students.
Well, before we get too much into psychology, I want to find out a little bit about you and your family and your history. You told me a Columbus, Nebraska young man.
Yes, I was born and raised in Columbus, Nebraska. Then I went to undergraduate school at the time was Kearney State, which is now University of Nebraska at Kearney, and I got my PhD at Kansas State.
And what led you up to Mount Marty University?
Well, I was married for 2 years, and my wife says we both like our families, so she looked at the map and says, here's Lincoln and Columbus, drew a circle around and says, we have to find a school in this area, and Mount Marty was available at the time, so that was sort of the option.
Yeah, it must have worked out 30 plus
years. It's worked
out
wonderfully. I've enjoyed my time at Mount Marty. My wife has had several jobs. She also now, she is a home ec major in college, and she does the costumes for all of Mount Marty's theater productions.
Really?
Yes. So we were both highly involved in the Gregorian Association and the life of Mount Marty.
Very important part of theater, the costumes, the wardrobe. Very important.
Absolutely.
And two daughters?
Two daughters. My daughter, Lindsay, lives at home, and she thrifts clothes and sells them on Depop. So you might see her at the Goodwill store here or in Sioux City or around the region. My other daughter, Natalie, lives up in Eden Prairie, Minnesota with her husband, and she helps bring gifts into the country for Christmas. She works for a company that puts together the gift boxes you see at Walmart.
All right. Thanks for telling us about your family and your history, and let's get right into psychology. What is the difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist?
A psychologist has a PhD in psychology, and they are trained to treat major mental illnesses through usually talking therapies and things like that, whereas a psychiatrist has an MD degree also. So they first go to medical school, then get additional training so they can prescribe medications. So they can give you drugs for depression or anxiety or schizophrenia. They usually work together because a psychologist will say, this is the situation. These are the drugs that probably would work, but the actual prescription must be written by a physician.
Of the 15 people in the psychology department at Mount Marty, what most likely will they go on to do? I mean, they'll be a psychologist, but
yeah.
You're a professor. What are the things that they can do with that degree?
With a bachelor's degree, they can look at graduate school is the most common thing. Some work for a year or two, and others go right into graduate school. Social work is probably our most common thing that they want to go into, and helping social services situations where they intervene in families, with children, with adults. Some do go to graduate school for counseling.
Why is psychology important in today's world?
Is it
as important as ever?
It is probably more important than ever because mental health is, an issue ever since probably the pandemic of about 5 years ago. People talk about stress, anxiety. Social media has increased our awareness about ourselves in comparison to other people, which tends to make people less happy. And so mental health is probably more important today than ever before. And so psychologists tries to deal with how do we help make people mentally healthier.
What kind of person generally goes into psychology for a profession?
I always used to say that I have a sign on my forehead that says, talk to me, because we're easy to talk to, we're good listeners, we don't interrupt, and then we help you explore your feelings, and so you can sort of better understand why you feel the way you do, move on to better, more productive feelings.
And what kind of qualities suit themselves well for a person that goes into this field? What kind of person are they?
They're usually quiet people. They are not outgoing. They're more introverted. They like to be contemplative. They listen to people. They're not judgmental. They're very accepting. And they also understand that, you have your personal life and you have your work life. So you don't let the two interfere with each other.
Is this number of students that you have, is it pretty steady? Does it stay the same?
It's pretty steady, yes.
Okay. And I got to ask you about, I didn't know if I was going to do this or not, but I took a psychology class in college and I could have done better. I didn't go as often as I should have. I'm confessing this for the first time to anybody. I made my way through it, but I still to this day have dreams of going into mm-hmm. that class and there's a final exam and I'm ill prepared for it. As a psychologist, what would you tell me about all that?
I would say that there's, like you said, anxiety about you should have done better. And so you're like, I want to go back and refix what I did back in, when I was in college.
And how do I stop having this dream? I don't want to have it anymore.
I don't know about fixing your dream. Read books.
You're just analyzing it.
I know. I'm just analyzing your dream. But I'd say the best way to improve your dream life is read books before you go to bed.
Really?
Yes, because your brain processes
stuff. Not scroll through social media?
No. Social media is very passive. You just kind of look at it and scroll through. But if you're reading a book that really digs into a topic, your brain gets more engaged. And so you'll actually have more dreams at night.
So I feel like I just kind of abused this new relationship we just started here today by trying to get squeeze some free advice. Do people come to you in this capacity? Do other professors at Mount Marty, other staff come to you and say, Dr. Ferris, what's your take on this?
Occasionally. And the first thing I say is, that's a very interesting question. I am not a trained therapist. I am by training a social psychologist and a health psychologist. So I can talk to you about how to live a healthier life, like getting more sleep, eating healthier, exercising, stop smoking, don't drink so much. I can help those kinds of things. I don't do the personal counseling so much.
But we could all take better care of ourselves, can't
Absolutely.
We?
And that's a huge part of mental health, because a lot of the solutions we think are going to make us better may in the long term make us more unhealthy.
When you're not doing what you do on the Mount, what else do you like to do?
I have several hobbies. And one of my largest is model trains. In my basement, I've got a train room that's 11 feet wide and 33 feet long. And last week, I finished building a circus. And so I mentally get out of that. And I also like woodworking, where I build things out of wood for the fun of it. And so I've got a lot of coffee tables around the house.
And volleyball.
And volleyball. I do play intramural volleyball. So that's my one sport.
You still get above the net?
I still get above the net a little bit, yes. And I also, last year, I got hit in the face twice with volleyball. So I don't know what that means. And I also like to read books. So I mentioned, you know, I read before I go to bed.
Oh, what are you currently reading?
I'm currently reading The History of the Panama Canal. And so, yeah, I have a very eclectic book list that I work through. At Mount Marty, we have an Any Book Book Club that meets the first Thursday of every month in the South Dining Room, where we sort of a middle school book sharing. And everybody talks about what books they're reading. And it's very exciting to see what they've read. So I've read over the summer The History of Vaudeville. You know, what led to the death of vaudeville, which was movies. And so you get, and as a psychologist, it's exciting because I can find examples to pull into all of my classes.
Really nice to meet you. Thanks for your enthusiasm and energy and passion. For a psychologist, I think you're kind of an outgoing guy.
And that's part of, I've learned this persona because, like I said, my hobbies, if you look at model trains, gardening, reading, those are all solitary things. So I'm more of an introverted person. So when all of my friends go out Friday nights and celebrate and have fun, I'm at home, you know, doing individual things. So yeah, everybody finds their way to find their own mental health.
Dr. Ferris, thanks so much. Have a great day at the Mount.
Thank you. Nice being here.